that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, and they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good afternoon, everybody, and it is over for Tom Brady announcing his retirement, and I'm happy for him. I think it's the right decision. I think it's great that he is not going to continue on with his career, and no, I do not think that he will come back. I think it's done. I think he's come to terms with that. He's so classy the way he handles these things. He really is. Unbelievable classy. The greatest quarterback in the history of the National Football League. He is done. Tom Brady. What a career. What an incredible ambassador for the sports world, for the National Football League. And I just had the utmost respect for the way he handled himself over his career. So if you want to reflect on the career of Tom Brady, we can do that. And we can talk about the Kings. They are getting ready about an hour from now to take on the Spurs. Don't forget, Ryan and I will be on at halftime. And then after the game as well over on YouTube. Hope you had a chance to watch the show that we just had with Jerry and Ryan. Really fun. Jerry had some great comments about the NBA refs, about Adam Silver. Jerry did not hold back. And if you missed that show, I invite you to watch it at your leisure on my YouTube channel if you don't like that with Grant Napier. All right, great to have you here. If you want to get in on the show, hit your hand icon, raise your hand, and we will do it. Again, we're about an hour away from the start of the Kings and the Spurs. When you look at the rest of this road trip, it's Cupcakesville, okay? San Antonio, New Orleans, who, by the way, is supposed to be playing Dallas tomorrow, but they're stranded right now in Denver. They can't even get to Dallas. They're going to try to attempt to get to Dallas tomorrow. All right. Dallas is shut down. The city has got an ice storm. And you, as a matter of fact, the Detroit Pistons, who played Dallas last night, are still in Dallas. And their game has already been postponed for tomorrow because they can't get home. They can't get home. So if the Pelicans cannot get to Dallas, then, you know, that affects their game with Sacramento. They get more rest. So, you know, there are a lot of scenarios going on. Bottom line is, you know, right now, New Orleans has lost 9 of 10. The Spurs are terrible. You know, the Rockets are terrible. Indiana hasn't done anything without Halliburton. He's close to coming back. We'll see. But, you know, this it's right here for you because the schedule after this gets really difficult. So you better pad the schedule right here and right now. You better not have any bad losses the rest of this road trip. I would take 4-1 just because. But anything less than 4-1 is bad. It really is. Anything less than 4-1 in these next five games, quite frankly, would be bad. So, all right, let me hear from you. If you want to get on, hit your hand icon. It is Open Forum Wednesday, and I'm going to lead off on a topic that I want to get into. There are two topics that I want to get into. One is Tony Romo. I'm so happy that the Super Bowl is not on CBS. I've been saying this for a couple of years now. I didn't just jump on the bandwagon. I think he is a guy that makes it difficult to listen while you watch to the game. That's how bad I think he's gotten. I think he's been bad for Jim Nance. And I think his commentary is just, it's terrible. So I'm really happy that we don't have to suffer through a Super Bowl of Nance and Romo. Because I think Romo's been bad for Jim Nance. That's number one. Number two, I was okay with San Francisco beating Philadelphia. All right. I like San Francisco's story. I think Kyle Shanahan has done a great job. I think that that team, you know, and I'm a Giants fan. I'm not saying I root for them. I don't root for them, but they're easy to root for is what I'm saying. All right. I'll tell you a guy that is just so full of, you know what, and is such an egomaniac and he can't help himself is Jerry Rice. And I'm so happy that the 49ers are not in the Super Bowl. So I don't have to see Jerry Rice and his ego and this egomaniac, you know, on the field, throwing the football around, showing the Eagles fans all of his Super Bowl rings, that stupid ass necklace with the 49ers helmet that he was wearing everywhere. It's all about, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. You think Jerry Rice is anything other than me, 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 me? I'm so tired of Jerry Rice. You know, listen, I get the fact that he's the greatest receiver of all time. I don't even think that's debatable. Guy was great. But the guy is such an egomaniac. Get your ass off the field, would you please? I mean, and if you're on the field, stop making it about you, all right? You got to be throwing the football around on the field during the warmups. You got to have that stupid-ass necklace around your neck. You got to be in Philadelphia, and all of a sudden you take out all of your rings and you put them on all your fingers. You're a freaking egomaniac, all right? I mean, seriously, enough of yourself already, okay? The game's not about you anymore. It's about the players on the field. It's not about you, all right? Not about you. You know, grow up. Unbelievable. Really is. So those are the two things on an open forum Wednesday that I wanted to put out. Let me hear from you. Your thoughts. Hit your hand icon and we can go in any direction you want here on an open forum Wednesday. If you want to go off the grid, if you want to talk about something that doesn't have anything to do with sports, it's open forum Wednesday. We can do that. As a matter of fact, we had that yesterday. As a matter of fact, I ended up doing my podcast based on Waggus's phone call about flying and traveling and about sports and everything else. That's my podcast today. So if you did not have a chance to listen to it, go to ifyoudontlikethat.com, ifyoudontlikethat.com, or you can go to your favorite podcast platform. All right, let's get the show rolling. We got Dorian. He'll start us off. He's our leadoff man on the open forum Wednesday. Dorian, it's good to have you on the show. How are you today?
Hey, Grant, thanks for having us on, and thanks for doing the show again. As always, always appreciate your
yes.
Halftime shows, you and Rhino. It was nice to see you and Chris and Amir. That was really cool, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Can't wait for the new one. I was on your stream with you and Jerry, Grant, and what do you think about – because, you know, the challenge this year has been, you know, kind of weird – because if you're successful, I think that you should get another challenge back, right, for basketball.
I agree, 100%.
What would you think about, like, the, you know, you were saying something along the lines, Jerry was saying something along the lines of, like, hey, if we have a replay, why not use it, right? So, like, what would you think about having different tiers of replays? I know it's kind of weird because, you know, timing, but, like, some calls I feel like are super obvious and they don't need to take 3 minutes. So what if the league implemented like a grade one interview or a grade one challenge where it takes no more than 1 minute to review. And then there's like a grade two. What do you think about having something like that?
I think that's too complex. I think I think we can make it easier. I think all plays, okay, in the final 30 seconds of a game should be reviewed if you want. In other words, you can't review, even if there had been a challenge,
yeah,
the Lakers would not have been able to challenge that no call because you're not allowed to challenge a no call. I think you should be able to challenge any call you want. It doesn't have to be, you know, if it's a dead ball, I mean, you can't stop the game, but in that situation, it's a dead ball. The Lakers should have been able to challenge that play, or the league should be able to review that play. I think you've got to implement something like that. You know, Dorian, you can't have teams lose games because of an official's mistake at the end. You can't have that. There has to be a mechanism put in place, Dorian, to prevent that from happening.
No, I totally agree because I think the NFL still has two challenges, right, for each team?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I think
but if you get the first, but if you get the first two right, you get a third. But in the final 2 minutes, though, the league reviews it. It's not a challenge by the coaches. In the final 2 minutes, they can review every play if they want. So, you know, that's done from the replay official upstairs. In the final 2 minutes, you can review every single play if you want.
Yeah, you also asked Rhino a good question, and you asked him, you know, what do you think about the officiating this year? You know, because you're much younger than us. Do you think that officiating has anything to do with how fast the game is being played now, as opposed to how it was earlier?
No, sure. I don't.
Sure,
I don't. No.
Okay. Cool. Awesome.
Yeah. Plus, you got to also remember the era that Jerry and I were talking about with some of the officials that we mentioned. They only had two officials back then. Now you have three officials. You know, and it's just not getting better. It's getting worse.
Totally, Grant. I totally agree. And, you know, I want to ask you one more thing, Grant. I used to run a CrossFit gym near Golden One back in 2018 and 2020. And I saw one of my members today. And she's a loan underwriter. She's really big into finance. And I wanted to ask you this because it brought me back a memory where I sent her an article that ESPN wrote. But did you know Jeff David from the Kings back then?
Yeah, I knew him very well.
And if for anybody in the room that's not familiar, can you share like anything about like what you knew about him or like what when things went down with that? Like what was your perspective on that?
We were all crazy. We were all shocked.
Wow.
We were absolutely shocked. Everyone was shocked. We were shocked. He's in prison as we speak.
Yeah.
We were shocked. I mean, there wasn't anyone that was not just blown away, shocked. Absolutely. We were like, wow, no one could believe it, you know?
Yeah, I actually read that article again this morning. It's a really lengthy article. It's by Kevin R. Arnovitz. And he did a really good job, like, portraying or,
great
like,
job.
Just writing the story and, like, how crazy it was. But, yeah, I mean, it just it's pretty intelligent about how Jeff David did it, obviously. But, like, man, that's a lot of money that he stole from the Kings. That's crazy.
Millions of dollars. And had it not been for the head of HR, and she did incredible work, and she's great, Stacey.
Wegden?
She's phenomenal. She's one of their best employees. She's great. I have the utmost respect for Stacey. She's incredible. She did yeoman's work in undercovering all of this, and it was her due diligence. It was her, being on the ball and being so good at what she does that really prevented Jeff David from probably getting away with this.
Yeah, it said in the article that if it wasn't for one of those TurboTax documents, they probably would have never found out that he stole so much money, and he'd probably still be with the Miami Heat.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yep. But thank you so much for taking my call, Grant. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Dorian. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, if you want to get in on the program, hit your hand icon, and we will do this. Kings and Spurs tonight. Tom Brady announces his retirement. And we get to Connor right here on Listen App. Hey, Connor.
Hey, Grant. How's it going?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Yeah, so you mentioned the Wizards-Pistons game getting postponed. I was trying to think, is that the first game that's been postponed since COVID in the NBA?
Off the top of my head, it probably is, unless there was a weather-related postponement last year, which could have been, but I don't recall. But probably, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's... The problem is Dallas and teams can't get out of there. And that's going to, I mean, is that going to cause problems for multiple games?
Yeah, they can't get in and they can't get out. Right now, New Orleans is in Denver and they're stranded there and they can't get out. And they're going to try to fly out tomorrow, the day of the game. But if they can't, then that game will be postponed as well.
Yeah, that's interesting. And then obviously the big news today is Tom Brady retires again. I mean, I agree with you. I think he's done for good. I think he doesn't have to prove anything else. He hasn't had to prove anything in a long time. So, I mean, he's the greatest quarterback of all time. So I think it was a good time for him to hang it up.
Yeah, he doesn't want to have a circus like Brett Favre had, retiring, not retiring, retiring. He doesn't want to go through that. He did it last year. He's not going to do it twice. So I would agree with you. He's done for good. And, we should all be thankful that we had a chance to watch him play.
Yeah, and then I read that, like, about a month later, Tua has finally cleared the concussion protocol, so that's good news for him.
That is good news. The question is, what happens if he gets another concussion next year? Then what? You know, that's the big issue. What happens when he gets his next concussion? You know, then what? So this is going to be a very precarious situation going forward for Tua and the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, I don't know if the source that I read is very credible or not, but I think I saw an article that said that Brock Purdy is now going to miss all of next year with Tommy John surgery.
There was an orthopedic surgeon who went on the Dan Patrick show and said, based on his knowledge and expertise, without knowing Brock Purdy's situation, he felt that he would miss the entire year and that his recovery would be a lot more than 6 months. If that were to be true, then all of a sudden, considering that it is a foregone conclusion that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be playing elsewhere, all of a sudden you're left with one healthy quarterback on your roster, a guy that is completely unproven in Trey Lance.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the Niners – I mean, Garoppolo, I feel like, was like their security blanket and stuff. But, I mean, I guess – I mean, I kind of understand why they have to kind of let him go at this point. But, I mean, you're going into next season with a star-studded roster. But, again, the quarterback's been the issue the last couple of years with the Niners getting over the hump. And, I mean, this guy needs to live up to his trade value and everything if this team's going to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't see it happening with Trey Lance. I really don't. But – the reality is if Brock Purdy is not ready to go in September, then to me, the Niners just become another team in the NFC. I don't think they become that elite team. I don't put them on the stage that they were on this year. So, you know, it's only early February. We'll find out soon enough on Purdy, but that's not a good situation for the Niners once again entering this offseason.
Yeah, and then last thing about the Chicago Bears, I saw today that they basically confirmed that Fields is their quarterback of the future. But then it said that they basically are going to start looking to trade the first overall pick. I mean, is it basically in the league now where if you don't take a quarterback with the first pick, you're not going to take anyone? Because, I mean, why wouldn't you look at, I don't know much about this draft class, but, I mean, you really can't take someone at the top that's not a quarterback.
I think that the thinking is you could move down one spot and still get the player that you want, plus get a lot more for that pick. In other words, why not trade the pick? If you even move down one spot or two spots and get the player that you still want and get all that extra collateral, why would you not do that?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I didn't really think about it like that. That's all I got. Good luck.
Thank you, buddy.
Today.
Yep, take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, folks, let's face it. After a night with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to. I've got to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day. That is until I found ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night, drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. And hey, I'm not going to lie, I'll be honest with you. I was a little on the fence about ZBiotics initially, but then just recently, I was at my buddy's 60th birthday party. They had rented out a restaurant for the entire night, so I gave it a shot. Let me tell you something. It's the real deal. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, reunions. Hey, there's a lot going on. Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to ZBiotics.com/Grant to get 15% off your first order when you use Grant at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee. So, hey, if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, head to ZBiotics.com/Grant. Use the code GRANT at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's get to some other phone calls, and we get to Jeff. Hello, Jeff. How are you on this Wednesday?
I'm doing great, Grant. And you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Hey, speaking of concussions, and I don't hear people talk about this very much, but didn't Steve Young, the 49ers, retired? I believe he had like seven 7 concussions, and he had to retire a little early from that, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. So I haven't heard.
Just so you know, Jeff, there are players that have had a lot more than 7 concussions that played a full NFL career because they didn't know they had concussions.
Oh yeah.
And you know, I can tell you, you know, again, just playing football and lacrosse in college, I guarantee I've had at least 7 concussions. You didn't know it at the time. So, yeah, it's a concern. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, back in the day, we used to say you rung your bell, right? You got your bell rung.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Back then, how many concussions Dick Butkus had?
Oh, boy. Well, you're right.
Ronnie Lott.
Yeah. Go on and on and on. Absolutely. How about John Lynch? How about your general manager, John Lynch? You ever watch him play?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how many concussions do you think John Lynch would have had?
I'm telling you, that's crazy.
It is crazy. It's dangerous. Yeah.
So watching the game the other night, I noticed the Kings, I mean, what they have, 1 3-point, 1 or 2 in the first half they made?
Yep. And, terrible.
But it was like we used to say, it was like an old-fashioned game without the three-pointers being made.
Yeah, both teams were struggling. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But they're going to have to do so. I'm praying for Herter to snap out of it. I mean, you can see he gets pulled really quick. And when he's cold, you know, he's pulling him, putting him on the bench, you know, and we're going with Monk. Then Davis.
Yep.
Davis got a lot of playing time the other night.
Well, that's what you have to do. You have to go with the guys that are playing well. I mean, you got to win games. You can't worry about, you know, hurting people's feelings. You got to do what you got to do as a coach to win a game.
Right. Well, last thing is, I'm from San Mateo, California. So you know that I'm you know, Tom Brady was from San Mateo and Sarah High School. And I'm telling you, what a career. Him and Len Swan went to, Barry Bonds went to Sarah High School.
Yep.
That high school produced some good athletes. And I wish the 49ers would have had him, you know, but, you know, that's the way it goes. But I sure hope he doesn't get tempted next year when midseason some team's on a roll, they lose their number one quarterback and someone comes calling. I sure hope he doesn't get tempted.
I don't see it. He's going to be in the Fox broadcast booth making a ton of money, enjoying life. I don't see that happening. I really don't.
Yeah. Well, Gronk did it, but, you know, he's not Tom Brady, you know, coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. But Tom Brady's already done it once. I don't think Tom Brady wants to tarnish his legacy and being a circus act by doing this. You know, I really don't. I don't see it. Plus, you know, the other issue is he's going to be 46. And even Tom Brady realizes that, you know, at some point, enough is enough.
Right.
All right. So I want to ask you, as a big-time 49ers fan, I can classify you as a big-time 49ers fan, right?
Absolutely. Since 1961.
Okay. What about Jerry Rice? I mean, does he go overboard with this stuff?
I think the necklace thing is ridiculous, and you know, and the look at me. I mean, you know, I can see him mentoring some of the players during the practices and some of the things.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Going on the field and
it's a joke.
It's a different time. It's a different. It's just, it's different. You know, it's some of these guys don't even, you know, they know who he's a legend and everything, but you're on it. I mean, come on, he's had endorsements and stuff. I don't know what he's doing it for, you know, and.
I'm a Giants fan. The Giants, when they have big playoff games, bring back guys onto the field. Lawrence Taylor's been on the field a lot, but Lawrence Taylor doesn't run around and throw the football around and wear stupid stuff and, you know, show people his rings and, you know, he's just there. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's not acting like a prima donna and an egomaniac. You know, Jerry Rice is all about Jerry Rice. It makes me sick. It's just like, get your ass off the field, would you please?
It's over the top. It's over the top.
It's so ridiculous. It's embarrassing.
And he benefited Jerry, you know, I know he's the greatest, but he benefited. He was in the right system. He had a great quarterback. And, you know, it always goes, it's just like what Jerry Reynolds was talking about earlier. You look at your 1 and 2 on your teams, and, you know, Jordan had Pippen, and, you know, what if Jerry didn't have Joe Montana or Steve Young? Would he have been that great? Who knows?
No, you know, I don't know, but you only know what you know. The guy is the greatest receiver in the history of the league, and I don't think that's debatable, and I'm okay with that. But, you know, he makes me sick. He really does. The guy is a prima donna. I've seen him up at Lake Tahoe at the Celebrity Golf Tournament, and he acts like an ass. You know, it's embarrassing. You know,
I didn't know that.
Oh, my God.
I did want to ask you a question. When you called the Raiders games, did you ever have the pleasure of calling one of Tom Brady's games?
No, I did not. We never played New England when I was doing – the Raiders did not play New England. I did not have a chance to do one of his games. So it's a good question, but no, I did not.
Okay. I know you've called some of the greatest players, you know, in basketball and stuff like that. But I just was wondering if you got it.
Well, I mean, listen, I've announced games with Michael Jordan, Jerry Rice, and Wayne Gretzky.
Wow.
I've done live play-by-play of games involving all three of those players, and I consider them to be.
I didn't know you had the 99. I didn't know you got Gretzky. That's a hell of a deal.
Yep. I did a Sharks LA Kings game at the Great Western Forum for on TV when Wayne Gretzky was playing for the LA Kings.
Right. Was he the Edmonton Oilers before he became the Kings? And how did
he won 4 Stanley Cups. They made a big trade. I guess, you know, it was think about what he did for hockey in LA and the other areas. But yeah, it was a huge, huge, huge deal back then.
I just don't know how he got out of Canada. I can't remember.
Yeah. Right.
You know, that was a coup.
Sure was.
All right, Grant. I look forward to listening to you tonight during halftime and after the game.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. Bye-bye. Yeah, I was pretty fortunate to be able to do a game that Wayne Gretzky was playing in. That was great. I'll never forget that. Jari Kurri was on that team too. Marty McSorley was on that team. That was incredible. It really was. All right, let's get to Al. Al, welcome to the show. Good afternoon, Al.
Hey, Nate. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I saw something today. The Arena Football League is going to be back in 2024.
Okay.
You ever thought about you might put out some feelers? I know you called the games for Sacramento's team.
I did the San Jose Sharks for 15 years. I mean, the San Jose SaberCats for 15 years.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I did the Sacramento when Sacramento had a team for 1 year. The Sacramento Attack. I did those games too, but I did the San Jose SaberCats on both radio and TV off for 15 years.
You think it might put some feelers out there as far as you know?
No, I'm not really interested in doing that.
Okay, and I just wanted to say I listened to the. I hadn't called in a couple of days, and I was listening to the show rebroadcast with Wagas, and then your show this morning with the podcast with traveling. My wife comes up to me and goes, you know, she's been to Mexico. I can't go sometimes because, you know, my work. But she's like, we should get a Capital One Venture card. You get bonuses and credits. And I'm thinking, first off, I don't want another credit card because I heard you talking to Wagas. I forget what card you had. You guys were talking about different cards. And I'm thinking, I'm so skeptical. And, you know, those bonuses and credits, really? But she said, well, what we do is we get it and we just spend money on it and we pay it off every month. So all of a sudden she comes in today.
If you pay it off every month, then it is beneficial. But some of these cards have high annual fees, okay? So you also have to weigh in how much do you use it? How much is the annual fee? Some cards' annual fee is not a lot. Like I have the American Express Platinum card, and I use it primarily for my travel, and I think it's $750 a year. It's a lot of money to have a card. The Chase Preferred Sapphire card also is an excellent travel card. I don't have it, and I don't know what the annual fee is, but you know, they do get tremendous benefit from these cards if you pay off the balance every month. Yes, that's correct.
You know what? I couldn't believe it. She comes in today because we booked a trip to Mexico this November with some of the family. And she goes, you're not going to believe this. We're getting like an $800 credit off our trip. Off the card. Oh my God, you're kidding. So I was kind of skeptical about the bonuses and getting the money credited back to you. And $800, and we've only had the card for less than a year, but we run pay about $3,000 and then we paid the full thing off. And I couldn't believe it. I was Mr. Skeptic here.
No, and, you know what? There's a lot of tremendous cards out there that enable you to travel pretty much for free if you do it the right way. There's also a lot of the credit cards have special bonus signups, like, you know, Marriott Bonvoy just had 100,000 point bonus, which is incredible. You know, and there are all kinds of other bonuses that you can get to on cards. You have to look at the fine print to make sure you know what you're signing up for and all of that. But if you do pay your balances off every month, I mean, you can, it's extremely beneficial if you're in that part of, you know, traveling, things of that nature. I know the American Express Platinum card for travel, you know, just the benefits you get alone from traveling is incredible. You can even, you know, the American Express Centurion Lounge at a lot of airports now, you have access to that, which is a big perk. $200 airline credit. You get to the Hertz Gold Club. You get a free global entry or the, you know, other expedited airport screening, all free with the American Express Platinum card. So you can get global entry. It's normally $100. American Express pays for it. Or if you want to go TSA pre or, you know, the other thing, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of perks on there. If you use them, it basically pays for the card.
That's amazing. Yeah. I was like, the skeptic was quieted, but I just want to ask, do you think Fox is going to be a victim of the numbers game with the all-star backup reserves? I mean, there seems to be so many guards, SGA, you know, I mean, do you think Fox
I think he's going to end up being on the team, but I think it's going to be because leading up to the game, somebody gets hurt and he gets added on. Mm-hmm. That's how I think it's going to be.
And I was also hearing today that came through, there's trade rumors for the deadline coming up. There's a guy, Matisse Thybulle.
Yep. In Philadelphia. Yep.
What do you think of him, and who do you think?
I think he'd be a good player. I know the Warriors have shown interest in him too. I think he'd be a really good player. But the question is, what would you have to give up?
Right, because I guess I forgot the team he was on now, but they've been wanting him. You know, he's kind of a one note. You know, great defense, perimeter, but his offense is lacking, and it hasn't really transpired. So.
I'll also say this, Al. Most of the rumors that you hear leading up to the trade deadline, most of them never happen.
I got you. And this lastly, I'll say, you know, I agree with you on Tony Romo, and there's the media is just reaming this guy. In fact, now they're saying he almost said the N-word, you know, in the broadcast. I mean,
I find that really hard to believe. I really do. I know that there's video of him getting ready to say a word that sounds like N, you know, N-I, and and it cuts out, and there are people thinking that CBS, you know, intentionally cut the word out. I mean, it's very suspicious. Okay, but I mean, I find that very hard to believe. But but then again, you know what, Al, you and I have been talking now on this app for 2 years, and I keep on saying nothing would surprise me anymore, right? In our world, so I guess I wouldn't be surprised. But what would you do
if he was like your partner? Let me hypothetical. What would you would take him aside and say, look, Tony, go back to what was working. Would you do that? Would you coach him up?
I would. You know, I don't really know what goes on behind the scenes. Would I talk to him? I sure would. Absolutely.
Go back to what's working. Because early on in his career, everybody was raving about the guy, how he just almost was like, you know, but now it's just – maybe it's someone said on the show the other day when I was listening to it, maybe it's the money. He's gotten lazy because with the money, but
I don't know.
Anyway,
I don't know.
Thanks for taking the call, pal. Good talk. And we'll talk later about the Super Bowl. I'll tell you one thing, and I want to hear Jalen Hurts is going to have to play better than he did against the Niners if they're going to beat the Chiefs. What do you think of that? Yeah. I was just watching.
I think so. They had it. Yeah, but you have to understand something. They knew San Francisco could not score, and they were an extremely conservative game plan after that. Things will be different in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he was just checking down, Nate, over the middle to the short passes to his tight end for almost the whole game, 121 total yards. But, yeah, you're right. You got to point to that. The fumbled snap by John, you know, their four-string guy, that was ball game there. Of course, Purdy going out too. But we'll talk later. Take care, man. Bye. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, let's get to Amir, who nice enough to join us. Hey, Amir, good to hear from you. How are you?
Grant, how are you? Thanks for having me on. Hope you're doing well.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling, buddy. It's good to hear from you.
Good to be with you, buddy. Open Forum Wednesday. I'm going to not touch on sports, if I may. I was just wondering if there are any updates on your lawsuit that you can share, and also if you know of a time frame for it ending. And last, wanted to see if a party at Bennett's is in the plans when you prevail the lawsuit.
That's a great question, Amir. The first part of your question is the lawsuit is ongoing. Unfortunately, the court system is so backed up right now that it's been delayed a little bit. We have done several depositions. There are more that will be scheduled. And so it is ongoing. There is no new update. And I have been very transparent about this. When we do have an update, then I will pass that along. I will also tell you that the depositions that have been done, based on my conversation with my attorney, will at some point be public. And when they are made public, fans are going to, or people or supporters or lack thereof, are going to find out what the real truth is about some of the comments that were made about me that were completely fabricated. So I'm very much looking forward to having that in the press. That will be a great day for me. When I prevail, I'll make a point. You know what? You bring up a good point. Once I prevail in this lawsuit, I will host a party for all of us at Bennett's. That's a great suggestion. Noted, I have it written down both on paper and in my brain, and that will happen 100%, Amir, 100%.
I think I speak for a lot of people when I say I can't wait. Grant, thank you so much again for having me, and I look forward to listening to you on the post-game show as well tonight.
Thank you for your support, Amir. Really appreciate you.
You got it. Thank you.
All right, good stuff right there.
Looking to refresh your closet, home, or beauty routine this spring? Walmart's got all the stylish goods in one stop. From chic new looks and the latest makeup to quality furniture and tableware. Go to walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending for the hottest fashion, home, and beauty finds. Your style at Walmart.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Yeah, I will tell you whenever there's an update on my lawsuit, I will be more than happy to pass that along. So hopefully we get rolling again with all of that. We have many other depositions that we will be conducting, and we will move forward. All right, let's get to Waggus. Waggus, you make any plane reservations since we spoke 24 hours ago? You know, I did my whole podcast today based on your conversation with me yesterday.
No, but I started looking into the Platinum, and you're right. The Platinum is better than all these other Venture ones.
Oh, yeah. I think it's the best travel card in the world.
Yeah. I do want to ask you on that, but I want to get back to what you were saying about your lawsuit. Obviously, we're all looking forward to that because, you know, we want to know, right? And we want the truth to come out. But do you see a scenario where this thing gets settled, you know, because in legal terms and we don't get to hear the truth?
I don't want to speak for my attorney on this, but our goal is to go to a jury trial.
Okay. All right.
And then obviously everything will be in the public. I am a sportscaster. I'm not an attorney, and I don't want to speak out of line, and I don't want to speak for my lawyer. But I will tell you, our goal is to go to a jury trial. That's what we want.
Well, I mean, the only reason I ask that is because I think we all, you know, based on what you said, we all want the truth to come out. And, you know, not to clear your name because we already know, but like kind of like put it out there. Hey, this was done wrong. That's what I mean by that. So, yeah.
Well, but, I will just say it is my goal, my wish that all of the depositions be made public and that the truth and the allegations that were made about me on social media are proven under oath in a court of law that they were false. I can share with you that that has already happened. It just hasn't been made public yet. But I will share with you that under oath, that has already occurred and it will eventually become public. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So kind of shifting gears and, you know, talking about travel and obviously Open Forum Wednesday, you know, obviously you travel a lot, but what is the one place that you want to go and have not been able to due to, for example, you know, government restrictions? So what I mean by that is, like, for example, if you want to travel to Russia, right, and you can't right now, you know, so that's what I want to ask you.
Well, there's really nowhere that's on my bucket list that I want to go that I can't go due to government restrictions. But I do want to go to Australia, and I was supposed to go to Australia. We were supposed to go to Australia in 2020, but the pandemic obviously prevented travel to Australia. So I have not been to Australia, and I have not been to New Zealand. And those are two countries that I want to visit. But in terms of restrictions of where I want to go, but I can't, I'm very skeptical. I first of all, follow the advisory of the United States government and the embassies when they make recommendations, and they have, you know, level one, level two, level three, level four. I listen to those things and I watch those things. And if the U.S. government feels that a country is not safe to travel to, I will not go there. You know, I just, you know, why take that chance when there are so many other places you can go to? Now, I'm not a scaredy cat. I'm not paranoid, but I do listen to government recommendations when they say don't travel to this area. You know, I mean, there are areas of Mexico right now that the U.S. government says do not travel there. There, you know, you should not travel there. Well, you know, I would listen to that. Okay, and I'm just using Mexico as an example. Although there are a lot of great areas to travel to Mexico that you know are deemed safe and everything, but there are parts of Mexico don't go to. So, you know, I listen to those advisories. I pay attention to those things if I'm going to travel.
No, as you should. So have you been to Moscow, Russia? Because that's one of the places.
I have not been to Russia. Okay. I have not been to Russia. I've always wanted to go to St. Petersburg. Yeah. I've always wanted to see that city. But no, I have not been to Russia. Obviously, nobody would be going to Russia right now.
Right now, yeah.
But you know, again, I don't know what it's going to be like in 5 years from now or 7 years from now. I mean, going to China right now is completely different than it would have been 3 years ago, right? So there are different, you know, different parts of the world changes, it evolves based on political confrontations and things of that nature. So, you know, you have to follow the advice of the government.
Yep.
And you don't have to, but I recommend that you do.
No, you definitely should. I know you talked about this, but where would you rank going to the Taj Mahal? Because you said that was one of your highlights of your life.
Yeah. I would put it right behind the Great Wall. I think in terms of being on the Great Wall, to me, is the most amazing, unbelievable experience. I can't even begin to tell you what it's like to be on the Great Wall of China. The Taj Mahal, of all the places that I visited, just in terms of the history and like the wow factor, I would probably put second. I'd probably put the Great Wall and then the Taj Mahal second.
Okay. Yeah. And for me personally, and you know, I know you would really, you know, you can look into this later on. The only reason why I can't go there because it's not safe, because it's disputed territories between three countries. But if you Google Kashmir, They say it's one of the, it's probably the most beautiful place on the planet. So I didn't, have you heard about it?
No, I have not.
Okay.
No.
You should Google it. It's obviously a disputed territory. That's why it's unsafe to go there. But
okay.
From a beautiful scenery point of view and some of the pictures I've seen, and there have been some people from the U.S. that have told me that they've gone, even though it was unsafe, because they wanted to see it, and they say it's literally heaven on earth. So
wow,
yeah. So
okay,
yeah. No, that's cool. That talk. So yeah, no, I mean, and we look forward to it. Would you say that we would know within the next couple of years about your or within the next year?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
And I'm guessing your book's gonna come out after that.
Yes,
because I'm really
correct.
Looking forward to your book.
Yeah, I am too. Well, and again, the reason why you asked me a very interesting question about what could be public and what could not be public. If I'm under certain constraints and I write a book now, then all of a sudden I got a big issue on my hands. So, based on what happens with my court case, that would factor in how I write my book. And what's included in it and what's not. Because I'll tell you right now, Waggus, I'm not holding back.
No.
All right?
Yeah.
And my book's not going to be a tell-all. It's going to be a lot of different things. But if the truth needs to be told and it wasn't told, oh, you can better believe it will be in my book. Okay? You better believe. And there'll be certain people that will not want to be reading my book. I can just promise you that. Okay?
Yeah, no. I mean, I completely agree with you. And again, I don't understand legal. I'm not a lawyer either. It's just, I think that this is me. I mean, knowing you for all these years and what happened to you, I think it means more to you that your name be cleared, because this was never about the money. This was about,
100%.
Yeah. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that if I was in this position, right, and I felt strongly about that, I wouldn't want to sign any settlement or NDAs that, stop me from ever putting something in a book. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Again, I haven't gotten to that point.
Yeah.
And it's not for me to say right now what I would or would not do. We'll cross those bridges when we get to them.
Okay. All right. And I'm sorry. I'm not trying to, I just.
I know. I'm answering the questions as truthfully as I can, but understand that those are questions that I will discuss with my attorney when we get to those points. If we do, as I said, I want to get to a jury trial. That's what I want.
Right.
Okay. That's what my attorney wants.
All right. And look forward to tonight, post game and I believe halftime. So.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah. I mean, I when it comes to legal matters, I've never gone through anything like this before. And so I'm not going to say what I would or would not do, because I don't really know what's going to happen and what comes. When I get to that point, then I'll make a decision, and I can't make a decision on what I would or would not do before I get to that point. So, we'll see. One step at a time. All right, let's get to some other phone calls right here with Jeff. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the show. Hey, Jeff. Jeff, you are there or not? All right, Jeff, I'll put you back in the audience and we'll see if we can do it again. All right, let's get back to Dorian. Dorian, you want to get back on? Go ahead.
Sorry, Grant, to call again. I wanted to ask you this. I've actually been wanting to ask you this for a little while now.
Yeah.
But what was that conversation? If you could share just a little bit of details. How was that conversation like with Jerry, and how did it affect, his decision to retire? Was that a big factor in it? Obviously, I think it was, but can you share a little bit of details of how that, when things went down, how you and Jerry kind of talked about it?
You mean when I what happened to me with my tweet, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, well, Jerry thought it was ridiculous, absurd, thought that I got raked over the coals, thought what happened to me was grossly unfair, is bothered by it, is totally on my side. Jerry was planning on retiring anyway, so I don't think it really factored into what he was going to do. He was already, I was doing the games with Doug at that point. Jerry had pretty much, retired at that point. So it didn't really change his career path. But yeah, Jerry thinks like most people, what happened to me is beyond comprehension.
Of course. Do you think that it sped up his retirement process?
No, not necessarily. No, I mean, he was not doing the games back then.
Yeah.
He was doing some pre and post, and I think that probably expedited that a little bit. But no, I mean, Jerry had his retirement plans, and I don't believe what happened to me changed his retirement plans or expedited them or anything like that. No.
For sure. Thank you for answering again, Grant. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dorian. Appreciate you. All right, don't forget, halftime, join me and Ryan, and after the game, Ryan and I, YouTube Live. Thank you very much for joining me here on this Open Forum Wednesday. Take care, everybody.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.